Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer for you, we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. That number is good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. And Bob and Richard, today we welcome the listeners, the brand new listeners on the Christian Satellite Network, almost 400 new stations that we're adding to the network this very day. And so we look forward to hearing from many of you. Now, this will be a delayed broadcast heard at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 o'clock Central Time. And if you would like to pose a question and get an answer on Basic Gospel, you can call while the broadcast is actually on the air live. And that, of course, is 4 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Central. So we would love to hear from you. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Jot it down. Keep it handy. And again, we would love to hear from you. 844-322-2742. So welcome to the listeners on CSN, Bob.
Boy, we are excited about this opportunity to reach a whole new audience and to connect. And our purpose as far as this radio broadcast is concerned is to connect people to the love of Jesus Christ. I mean, that's the solid rock that we need to stand upon as we go through life. That's the assurance that we need. That's the very truth that gives us confidence to live as children of God in this world of darkness. We need to know that we are loved by God, and that love has been expressed to us in the person and work of Jesus Christ. So our hope is, as you tune into this broadcast, that you will gain a deeper connection to the love of Christ than you've had before, and in such a way that it's going to be changing, life-changing in all of your other relationships. Yeah. So that's what this broadcast is all about. It's about connecting you to the love of Christ. This month we're talking about faith, the subject of faith, and how we as children of God are to live by faith. We don't see the love of God, but we know it's true. And so we live by faith in the fact that God loves us. That's what anchors us in this world today. In Galatians chapter 3, Paul wrote this, "Clearly no one who relies on the law is justified before God, because the righteous will live by faith." So how are we to live as believers in Christ Jesus? By faith, in exactly the same way that we're saved, by faith. It is by grace through faith in Jesus that we're saved. It is by grace through faith in Jesus that we live. That's our life. That's the new way of life. And he goes on to say, the law is not based on faith. On the contrary, it says the person who does these things will live by them. So many people think salvation, the way into the kingdom of God, is by grace through faith in Jesus. Now, once they're in, they think this way of life is by grace through law in Jesus. Yeah. Well, it doesn't say that. It is not a by grace through law proposition. It is always by grace through faith from start to finish. So how are we to live? By faith. So it's not through rules and regulations. It's not through obedience to commandments or any of those things. It's by faith in the risen Christ. Jesus Christ is alive. He's alive, living in you if you are a believer. How are you to live? By faith in him. That's the way of life for this new believer in Christ Jesus. Yeah. That's good news.
That is good news. And you hear it daily on Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. We're glad that you've joined us. If you have a question, we would love to hear from you right now. 844-322-2742. Good in the U.S. and in Canada. The lines are wide open right now. 844-322-2742. And again, for those new listeners on the Christian Satellite Network, we're on the air actually live, 4 p.m. Central, and that would be 4 p.m. Eastern time and 3 p.m. Central time. And you can pose a question as well if you call us during that time period between 4 o'clock and about 4:30 Eastern time. So we would love to hear from you. That number, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks. We're going to go to O'Fallon, Missouri, and talk with Brad. Hi, Brad.
How y'all doing? Wonderful, wonderful news about CSM. I talked to those folks. I believe they're in Idaho. when I was looking at the two stations that you're on in Missouri, WJC, William Jewell College Station, and then there's a station you're on in Farmington.
Yeah, that's right.
Or Fredericktown. And I'm going to promise you this. I'm going to get somebody to drive me to those areas.
So you can tune in.
So I can tune in and just kind of track what's going on and maybe find some people that have been touched. We got two more things. The other thing is this weekend I ran into a couple in the subdivision, and they were both believers, but they'd never heard a basic gospel. And I talked to them for a while and played with their little puppy, and then they left. I got their names and where they live, but I didn't get their exact address. Do you know I walked there, and I talked to people. I asked them, I said, hey, do you know so-and-so and so-and-so? No. Well, they told me they lived down at the bottom of this street. So I kept walking, and I said, well, Father, I don't know what their house is, but this one straight in front of me looks like this is it. And it was. And what I had done is I took a copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and a study guide. And, oh, boy, I know where they go to church, and it's a fairly good thing. But, boy, did they appreciate, because I told them it was a gift. And I got to talk to them about the entire gospel and different things like that.
Well, good for you, Brad, and thanks for passing along the book Simple Gospel, Simply Grace.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, today is the one-year anniversary of the release of that book, so that's exciting. So, Brad, what's on your mind? What's your question for today?
Faith, okay? I've learned that, you know, Jesus is grace, and the object of faith is Jesus, okay? So I'm saved by Jesus through Jesus. But the thing that I wanted to comment on and let you all comment on is Jesus said all of us have a mustard seed of faith. And that faith is given to us by God. Okay, it's not something we grow. It's not something we get. But I was reading in the parables and the different stories in the gospel accounts, and Jesus came upon his disciples who they had little faith. Okay, and that was because of their response to the situation that Jesus was in control of. Then he went to the centurion and the lady at the well, you know, and he said, you have great faith. And the difference was, if you can agree with me, was their response to Jesus.
Well, absolutely, Brad, and that really gets us back to the definition of faith. There really is no such thing as faith apart from Jesus. He is what breathes life into our response to him. We have to have an object of our faith, and Jesus Christ and his finished work is the object. So it's never a question of how big our faith is.
Absolutely.
It's always a question of how big our God is. And in Jesus, he's given us everything that we need for life and godliness. He's alive. He's come to live inside of us. So as we grow in our knowledge of Christ, and we grow in our understanding of just how big and powerful and loving and awesome and wonderful he really is, then we don't have to really worry about our faith. We're going to see a growing willingness to trust him in each and every situation. And in each and every situation, we're going to find that he is sufficient, that his grace is sufficient to meet every need of our human heart. Brad, great comment, great question. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks for your call today.
Thanks. Yeah.
Hold on a minute. I listened to Janet Mefford this Saturday, and she had a wonderful guest on who talked about new covenant giving. So that was wonderful.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. And I hope more and more people will really kind of buy into that, because that is the New Testament way of giving. We're to excel in that grace of giving. It gets back down to what we were talking about at the beginning. It is by grace through faith in Jesus. So when it comes to giving, that is a faith response. We don't want a law response. That's when it gets to obligation and fear and all of those sort of things. We want a by grace through faith response as far as giving is concerned. We can trust the Spirit of God to to work in us a desire to give. And as we step out on that desire, boy, that's when giving becomes a real joy, a genuine joy to participate in. And well, Brad, thanks for that. We certainly appreciate it, my friend.
Yes,
great
we
to hear
do.
From you.
Plenty of open lines right now, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob and Richard, we have been talking for several months about the excitement of the trip of a lifetime coming up, our trip to Israel coming up in February. And we've also been talking the last few weeks about a registration deadline coming up, and that happens to be today.
Today's the day. Yes, it is. And we hope many people will come join us February 7th through the 18th next year, 2017, for this trip to the Holy Land. We're going to see where Jesus was crucified, dead, and buried, where he came back to life. So that we could be made alive in him. We're going to visit all sorts of places, Caesarea by the sea, where Gentiles were included
right.
in this gospel message. We're going to go to Mount Carmel, where Elijah had the confrontation with the yeah. prophets of Baal. We're going to see Nazareth. We're going to go up to Caesarea Philippi and see where Jesus, I think, asked the most compelling question that's ever been asked.
Yeah.
Who do you say
yeah.
that I am? We're going to spend lots of time in Jerusalem. We're going to go see the Dead Sea, float on the Dead Sea, go to Masada, Qumran, where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found.
Yeah.
We're going to visit Bethlehem. We're just going to take it all in. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience. We're going to look at the Holy Land through the lens of the New Covenant. We want you to join us.
Absolutely. All you need to do to register is go online to basicgospel.net, and you'll find all the information there under the Events tab. Again, that's events at basicgospel.net. Today is the registration deadline, and Bob, you had explained earlier that the entire fee for this particular trip is not due today. It's only the registration of $500.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right, again, events at basicgospel.net. Well, a question from Mario, who writes to us from New York. He says, I've been hearing your program for a few months now. The Lord has given you a very broad and balanced understanding of grace. My question is, women as pastors, biblical or not? I have read what Paul writes. I'm looking for a balanced but biblical view most of all. That's from Mario in New York.
Well, interesting question. And most of the, I guess, viewpoints on this come from 1 Timothy chapter 2. Where Paul has some very clear words about women being in authority. He says, I do not permit women to be in authority over men. Now, it's interesting that word authority, this is the only place in the New Testament where this particular word is used. So we're, you know, for example, in Romans 13, where Paul says that we need to be subject or submissive to the governing authorities, to authority. It's a different word. This particular word means domination. It's meaning just bringing in heretical teaching and trying to cram it down somebody's throat. It's kind of bullying somebody to believe something. And that's what was happening back in this day. I think in Ephesus and in Corinth as well, there was a lot of women. Of course, in Ephesus, they were worshiping a goddess.
Yes.
And that was their whole economic system was built around the worship of this goddess. And so women played a prominent role in the economic and in the society, in the community. They had high positions. And when the gospel entered in, they just kind of brought that over into the gospel way of things. And so these women were bringing in false teachings. They were bullying people into believing these things. And Paul stood up and said, I'm not going to have it. I will not permit women to have authority over men like that. We need a clear-headed, clear-minded, clear-eyed approach to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what he's talking about here. Now, many folks have said, all right, therefore, that means no women as pastors. And he goes on to talk about the fact that Eve was deceived and not Adam. And so there's some aspect of that in there as well. But here's our stance at Basic Gospel. Women certainly can play a prominent role in ministry. They've played prominent roles in ministry from the get-go.
Yeah.
Paul commends quite a number of women for their role within the body of Christ. We've all been given gifts. We've all been given roles to equip the body of Christ, to serve the body of Christ, so that the body of Christ can fulfill its great mission in this world today. So women are to be involved in ministry. Now, as far as being pastors, having authority over men in that type of setting, there's lots of room on how you want to land on that particular deal. But to get that from this particular passage, I think you really have to kind of put into the text what isn't really there.
Yeah.
Because what's really there is forbidding a bullying of heretical beliefs and trying to get people to believe them just because women thought that was the right thing to do. So
yeah.
That's what this text is all about.
Yeah. Well, Mario, hope that's a help to you, and hope you'll keep listening, and drop us another email if you have the opportunity and have a question. Why? And friends, if you would like to drop us an email, you can do that at bob@basicgospel.net. We'd be absolutely wonderfully glad to address your question on a later edition of the broadcast. Richard, I'm sure that our listeners sometimes grow weary of hearing us talk about the need for financial support, but, you know, if we don't talk about it, folks forget. Support falls off, and then some unpleasant things can be the result. So what do we need to see from our listeners as far as giving? What do we need to hear?
Well, we need generosity. We need the Spirit to move in their lives and to be generous. We could talk about specific amounts. What's our yearly budget? What's our monthly budget? That's just numbers. What we're talking about are changed lives.
Yeah.
And because of the way the business works, we have to pay for the privilege to be on the radio. But we know that when people hear this message of Jesus Christ, they really are changed. We get calls. You've heard them yourself. We get emails. We meet people, and they're eternally grateful for someone who brought Jesus to them this way. Radio gets into everything,
yeah.
In your car, in jail, at work, if you're, polite enough to play it softly. In any place the radio wave can go, people can hear about Jesus. That's why we do it, and that's why we ask you to participate with us.
Exactly right. We need your help, friends, to keep this good news coming. And with your gift of $20 or more during this new month of August, we're going to send you Richard's very revealing CD message, The High Cost of Legalism. You know, guys, I had been a Christian probably 5 or 6 years before I ever even heard the word legalism used in regard to my Christian faith, much less realize that I was unknowingly being impacted by it. In a negative way, and I would venture to say that many believers are in the same posture today. So, Richard, what can folks expect in listening to your message about legalism? What will they learn?
Well, the first thing they'll learn, I think, is that all of us are subject to this. That when we were lost, we were legalists. It's a natural state of humanity,
yeah.
Is to trying to use rules and regulations to get an advantage.
As Bob Christopher says, we're all natural-born legalists.
Yes. And we tend to bring that attitude right into our relationship with Jesus, and that's what was happening in the Corinthian church. And Paul had to deal with it, and this particular teaching comes out of 1 Corinthians 6. If you've ever read 1 Corinthians 6, most people know that it's about not suing Christians,
mm-hmm.
or about this whole long list of things of if you do these things, you won't go to heaven. Well, if you take a close look at this chapter, at those might be the carriers for this, but what Paul is talking about is, come on, folks, we're brothers and sisters in Christ now. Legalism can't be applied to brothers and sisters in Christ unless you want to wreak havoc within the body.
Yeah.
And he is all about saving the body, strengthening the body, making it possible for the body of Christ to move forward in this world and increase, bring other people into the family, if you will. Can't do that if you're beating on each other.
Yeah.
And we're only beating on each other if you're not doing something that I want you to do, so I'm going to find some rule or regulation or law that I can construe against you. It's not helpful.
Yeah.
There is a far better way.
Yeah. This and much more in Richard's brand new CD called The High Cost of Legalism. And it's yours, as I said, for a gift of $20 or more this month. Click donate at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. There is a donate link on every page. Or you can phone your gift to 844-412-2742. Again, that's 844-412-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Fairfax, Virginia, and talk with Chris. Hi, Chris. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well. My question today is, recently I've been hearing people getting really fired up about political things. I mean, it's one thing to have an opinion, but I'm talking to the level of being pretty antagonistic towards certain political figures and saying some pretty harsh things about them. Why do you think that is, and how do you think the gospel speaks into that?
Well, Chris, excellent question. Certainly a timely question and a relevant question as far as this political season. And it is interesting what's taking place.
It's amazing. So many people get so enthusiastic about these things.
So enthusiastic, so vitriolic about
yeah,
it.
Yes.
You know, for many, you know, whether you vote Democratic or Republican is a litmus test for your Christianity. You know, if you're not going to vote this way, how can you call yourself a Christian? And I think many people are tying, you know, their freedom, their way of life on what is going to happen in this particular election. And so, you know, who they are is wrapped up in it.
Yeah.
And I think we need to step back, especially those of us who are in Christ, and ask some questions. Where does our real hope lie? Is it in the political system? Is it in the United States of America? Or is it in Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ alone? If it's in anything other than Jesus, we have a misguided hope. We have a misplaced dependency. There has been not a single political regime that has ever solved the problems of this world. Not one. Since the beginning of time, there will never be a political or a government solution to the world's problems. Why? Because the world's problems stem from the heart. Only Jesus can meet the needs of the heart. So I think in this political season, we really need to step back and ask some questions, individual questions. Whom am I looking for my meaning and purpose to life? Am I going to be a child of God, whether a Democrat's in the office or whether a Republican's in the office? Is that going to change what Christ has done for me? And I think that's important. And once we know that, then we can have calm heads to speak into the situation, to really bring some objective viewpoints into what's happening in America and why the gospel message is so vitally important to bring into the marketplace, the political marketplace. It has to shape our thinking.
Yeah.
But first and foremost, we have to realize where our real hope lies, and that's in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Well, thanks, Chris. Thanks for your call. We certainly appreciate it. And I am sure we will have more questions in the next couple
yes.
of months as this election draws even closer. And it is our hope here at Basic Gospel to be a voice of reason into this particular situation, to help people see that their real identity is in Christ Jesus and in Him alone.
Yeah. Well, friends, a reminder that in his Harvest House book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, Bob Christopher says we're all natural-born legalists. As I said earlier, I wanted to use that quote. We try to live for God, but it's impossible to do because all of our efforts and ideas are based on the same fear-based, guilt-driven plot line. Try harder, do better. As you've undoubtedly noticed in your own life, it really doesn't work. Well, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace offers an alternative, which is actually God's original plan. Everything you're trying to achieve in the Christian life has already been given to you by God, by grace, and Jesus Christ. And at Basic Gospel, we want you to live in the fullness of that truth. It's all there in Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And for your copy, visit our special website, SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. Again, SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. Well, thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you and inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel.